You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, so we're a little bit behind with our political desk conversation this morning. But as you know, of course, we focus on the major political stories we think you need to pay your attention to. And today, instead of inviting a leading analyst or a commentator or a newsmaker, we thought, actually, let's speak to the students themselves, because a new report is suggesting that 4.5 million eligible voters who are young people are simply not going to participate in this election. We want to know from them, why is that the case? We're joined now by Ompe Libeloane, who's a BCom finance student here at Wits University. Ompe, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for popping by.
Thank you very much for having me, sir.
Talk to me about your experiences as a young person living in South Africa. You're a born free. We older folks tell you how wonderful you have it and how tough it was for us. Is that true? Do you buy that?
I think to a certain extent, some might say I'm a born free, but born free from what? Because I feel like this thing of born free, I'm born free from apartheid, but I still face the same structural issues as my parents before me or my older brothers before me. Things like our education system. We have to admit that we still have two education systems in one country. You have one for the rich, which caters mainly for white people, and you have one for the poor, which caters predominantly for black people. So yes, we might be born free from the oppression, you know, of apartheid, but yeah, the structural issues still remain the same.
So you can go on buses and you can go on beaches, for example,
yes,
but what you face in the classroom is exactly what it was 25 years ago. Is that what you would say?
Yes. So basically what I'm saying is that democracy brought about cosmetic changes. There's never been any real structural changes. So we just said, okay, black people can have access to toilets, can use the same toilets as white people, can access the same schools, but nothing has changed fundamentally.
Who do you blame for that?
The problem lies with the government, because the people give the government power when they vote. They say, okay, here's our power, go represent us.
Yeah.
And the government is then supposed to make policies which will cater for those people and uplift their socio-economic status, and they have not done so. Actually, the current government, so the ANC government from 1994 till now, yeah, their policies have favored white people more. And it's not a problem of white people. It's the government's problem, because they have not done enough for black people in this country.
So a number of young people, were told 4.5 million, in fact, will not be participating in this year's election. Does that mean, quite apart from the failures that you can identify for this government, many parties out there are failing to spread a message, to deliver a message that resonates with young people?
Yeah, I think to a certain extent that's true. Because most of the parties are, you know, they are too fixated on the past.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing they talk about is race, you know. They focus more on race baiting than on real issues which affect young people in this country.
What would you want parties to say to you, to get you interested, to get you fired up about the political process? What do you, as a young person, across the board, not just to a specific party, what do you want them to say to you?
I think they must start from the basics. Young people in this country want to have access to information. As we know, the cost of data in this country are ridiculously high. So
you want data addressed?
Yes.
Okay, what else? Give me a shopping list.
Education.
Yeah.
Healthcare. Very, very important. Jobs.
They all claim those things. They all say they care about
No, but they must have a plan. Because remember, we can think and we'll identify if there's really a plan. So if someone says they're going to create jobs, how are you going to create those jobs? So bring a plan. So if you talk about industrialization, we have to industrialize this country so that we can have more people working. Currently, as it is, countries like China are dumping goods into this country. What that does is yeah, that, you know, our industries are collapsing as a result.
Yeah, we're consumers, not producers.
Not producers, yes.
Ompe, thank you very much for talking to us. That's what the young people are feeling. That's what the young people are saying on the ground. Political parties.